Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Well, as the saying goes, if the catfish are jumping, Joey soon starts humping. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hey to James Heaney. Jingle James all the Heaney. Tell us why you're certain there's a Santa.
Well, there's a few reasons why I'm certain there's a Santa. Listed in the address book is a Christopher Kringle, and everyone knows that Christopher Kringle is Santa. Santa is like Batman. There's a lot of people that can wear Batman's outfit. Christopher Kringle is the most common one to wear the Santa outfit, but Santa is an idea, and you can't deny it.
Perfect. Now, please welcome back Jackie DeRuthy.
Woo, woo, woo.
Hey, hey, whoa.
Or as the indigenous people called her, sits near hangers.
Yep, yep.
Name at least two reindeer games.
Yes, a hopscotch, but it's obviously with four hooves instead of 2 feet, so it's a little trickier.
Oh, yeah.
And also Blitzenopoly. It's a version of Monopoly, but...
but still uses this action.
Oh, yeah, they still roll those dice.
Yeah. And now here's Craig Kakowski sitting in for Wolf Blitzer. Kakao?
Thanks, Kevin. Wolf is on vacation this week. Let's go directly to the streets of Los Angeles where people are rioting in favor of Alchemy This.
Oh, nice. Hey, there's Chris Alvarado. Can't keep a good Chris down. While still attending school, did you ever develop a crush on a teacher?
No, because I think I was a bit of a late bloomer, but I did have an English teacher that would let us all kiss her on the cheek after class. And all
Jesus. What was his name?
Her name was Miss Flores.
She would let you.
You just doxed her, dude.
I know. Well, there's a Miss Flores's, and we'd all like line up and kiss her on the cheek goodbye.
This information needs to get out there.
Good Lord. Time to bust Miss Flores. And last but no more Cap'n Crunch, if you think I'm lazy, it's Joey Greer. Candy Cane LaRue, when you gonna?
Great question. And I want to answer that in several parts. If I can break those parts down and actually create more parts from those parts. So think of it
part
like
two,
a clock,
please.
Right? Part two. Well, which section? That's the question.
So section we're using eight.
The front second eight. Okay, great. Yeah, totally. So not only are we going to be able to use liquid inside the cooling system, but we're also right. going to be able to drink that same liquid. So that's the benefit of the machine itself. Now, once the liquid is completely circulated through the entire device, we're going to have an opportunity to take a step back. Right. Do we want to steam it up or do we want to let it cool down? Like cool. Because I know what you're thinking. It's part of the cooling system, but it's going to get hot. Okay. Because it's obviously cooling something that's really hot. So the water's going to get hot, people. That's just how it works. But when it pumps out through the fueling system, there's another pump over there, the fueling system. It's going to mix with a little bit of gasoline. I haven't got that part out. So yeah, I did say earlier you can drink it, but it's not, a little bit of gasoline ain't bad. You know what I mean? You huff it. Who doesn't huff gas? I've drinking gasoline before. It's not a problem. It's a liquid. If a liquid is bad to drink, then don't make it a liquid. That's my whole thing. That's what, so God, what the hell, right? If why all this sweet liquid everywhere, but apparently an ocean I can't drink, and I'll go crazy if I drink salt water.
What was
water.
The question? What was the question, Kevin? I'm trying to relate it back to the question in my head.
All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs. What's that? Yes, you can become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks. For example, video of what's happening right now. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here. Scene one comes from listener Mike, who wrote, "Hey, all you fine, sexy people, remember me? I had the scene suggestion of the man thinking he was having a heart attack, but isn't, based on my own life experiences. I believe it was the first time ever in Kevin's life of him saying the long, dragged out, anyway, prove me wrong, folks, prove me wrong. I'm fine now, by the way. My blood pressure is top notch, and I'm back to eating bonbons every morning. Anyway, my scene suggestion goes like this. A walk in the park leads to a scene right out of Hitchcock's The Birds. All my love, especially to Joey, Mike from Bisbee, Arizona. Honey, why were you late? I said meet me in the park at 12. It's 12:06. 12:06.
Oh, sorry. It's just the as I've gotten older, it's hard for me to keep up and get everywhere.
Right.
But I'm glad you saved me a spot on the bench. This is really nice.
Right. But you see it as a disrespect to me, right?
Oh, I didn't mean it to be like that. I care a great deal about you. I just, I always think that I'm faster than these feet really do carry me.
Right. It's just the people who run late as a habit. Oh, that's just them. That doesn't work for me.
That, oh, at my age, I'm not trying to make a good impression. I brought you a...
Oh, God.
What was that? Did you see that?
I'm not exactly sure.
All right, you stay here. I've got to find out what that was. Hold, you stay here.
Hot dogs!
Oh, shit. I got to get hot dogs. Hey, yeah, give me two.
All right, everything on it?
Yeah, everything.
Onions, olives, did you see that relish, guy run by tomatoes, here? Peanut butter, mayonnaise, a hat. Here you go.
Thanks. Oh, shit, I need a second one. God damn it. Did you see that guy
everything
run by?
Everything on it?
Yes, everything.
Onions, olives, peanut butter, mayonnaise.
So you're just sitting on the bench here by yourself? Or?
Oh, I'm sorry. This seat's taken, actually. My son. My son was here just a minute ago. There's a bench right over there.
Let
you could sit at that
you,
one.
Old man.
What?
There's a solar flare that happened, and it made all these electronic scooters sentient.
I don't use electronic scooters.
You might think I'm crazy, but I got facts. I got them backed. I got bonbons all over my chest, seeping into my body, giving me secrets.
You don't have to show me that. Keep your jacket on, sir. Keep your jacket on.
Bonbons, they tell me secrets.
Well, now I'm absolutely certain.
Hey, guy.
Why are you chasing me?
You seemed like you were trying to communicate something when you went past us.
You have a hat on your lip.
Oh, shit. Is it gone? Is it gone?
Yeah, it's
okay,
gone.
Okay, thanks.
Falafel. Did you not? Room did you not temperature falafel.
Oh, can I get you one?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm running away from something, man. I'm running away from something real bad.
I thought
bad.
So. What is it?
It's none of your business.
You can talk to... Oh, fuck. How much for the falafel?
$8 for two pieces.
All right, give me three.
Okay. Oh, man, I'm having a hard time
it's
doing 12. The math on
it's
that.
12. It's 12.
Are you just sitting here on the bench by yourself?
Well, at the moment, I'm by myself, but my son will be back any minute. We have a standing date every Monday. We always get together here and we feed the birds. But you could sit with that man across over there that has the bonbons on his chest. There's
why can't
of space.
I sit here? There's no. Are you trying to tell
my
me that your son is...
Here.
Did your son pass?
No, my son ran after another man that was running, and we're going to feed the birds here in a minute.
Excuse me? Did you just say you couldn't feed the birds in just a minute?
Well, I don't want to waste the seed that I've brought. I've got this bag here, but I'm going to give this to the birds when my son gets back. We like to...
It's kind of my thing.
Your thing?
I feed the birds here in this park. Toppings for birds. That's
what
I do.
That man is covered in birds. Amanda is covered in birds.
It's what I do, and
I mean, some of those birds look dead and stapled.
Boss, it ain't good.
Well, what's happening, kid?
It backfired. The whole project, everything. It's gone nuts.
Wait, are you saying the electronic scooters have experienced the singularity?
That's what I'm saying. We lost Tommy. Tommy's gone. He's gone. He's fucking gone. I saw him right before my fucking eyes. Those birds fucking ran him over.
I knew it. I knew it. I made those scooters too smart. They've become sentient.
Look, we don't have much time. Uh-oh. I think they know.
Good news, you guys. Big sale. Big sale on the birds. Oh, my gosh. I got an order for 20,000 scooters to put in Austin, Texas.
No. Kyle, look at me.
Let's hear this out.
Look at me.
Get off me, you sweaty freak.
It backfired. Everything's gone terribly wrong.
Terribly wrong. What are we talking about? Terribly wrong because I'm going to get a raise. I'm going to meet my bonus. Get off.
Yeah, maybe you're just jealous of Kyle for making a big sale.
Idiot!
Listen to me.
Dude, fire him. He just hit me. What the hell? Fire him.
We have to at least report you to HR for that.
Boy, we're fucked.
Austin, right? I mean, they fit right in.
All right, so you hit somebody. Is that what happened?
We don't have time for this. We don't have time. The birds are coming after us. They've turned sentient. Do you know what that means?
I know what sense means, and I know what a tent is. Does that help you?
Does that help you to understand the gravity of the situation?
Oh, yeah. You're looking at our latest model there. That's the sense tent. And just step on in. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And will I feel something special?
Yeah. You get a sense of something special. You're not actually feeling anything. That's the beauty.
Because for me to feel again would special.
Let's try the sense of smell. Give that a shot.
Okay, I will. Something I haven't been able to enjoy ever since my fifth husband passed. Can you imagine five husbands all passing?
Wow.
Makes me inappropriate sometimes.
What'd the last one pass from?
That one was a bit of a mystery. Honestly, they all were a bit of a mystery. And if you were to ask me in an official capacity, I couldn't tell you. But if you were to ask me...
On the QT...
Sorry to interrupt you. Henry, can I talk to you for a second?
Excuse me, miss.
Just give us one second, ma'am.
Be right back.
I'll be in the tent.
Yeah. Get a good sense.
Hey, yeah, Henry.
Jim, what's up?
I think she might be the one.
In what regard?
For you, man. I think you should lock that down. Look, I normally don't do this, but you know that wedding ring I always keep on me? Well, here you go. Why don't you take this? Why don't you go ask her right there? That's my grandmother, by the way. Those are real diamonds.
Did you hear her say her last five husbands mysteriously died?
Oh, so she's single.
Yeah.
Do it. Come on.
Yeah, no. Just when she said that, you came along and said, I should be number six.
Hey, fellas. Hey, I don't want to interrupt, but... We got a live one in one of those tents, and if you guys aren't into it, I'm going to go swoop over there. What do you say?
Come on.
No, Hank's about to go in there and ask him.
Get over it.
Do you not want that?
Well, I'm getting a different sense, so give it a shot.
You got to stop making this. Henry? Is it Hank or Henry? Because I don't know if I said both or not, and I just want to.
Daddy, can I ride a scooter? Daddy, do you have an app on your phone I could ride a scooter?
I got an app. All right, let me take a look.
Open the scooter.
It says you're supposed to be 18.
Daddy, please.
All right.
George, let him ride the damn scooter, will you, please?
Thank you, Monica. You know what? He's going to get hurt, and you're going to have to sit in the ER with him, okay?
Oh, please.
You're supposed to wear a helmet.
Nostradamus, just open the app and get him the scooter, will you?
Fine. Monica, you're way puttier than my mommy.
Yeah, no shit, hon. Here's a dollar.
I like you. Yo, hell yeah.
Here's $5.
All right, here. I think you have to have my phone with you, otherwise if you're too far away, it might turn off.
Here's $20, kid. Get your father a better disposition.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, give me the phone. Okay.
Look at him go.
Oh, kid, watch out! Oh, my God! Hey!
Oh, my God! Holy shit, the kid just went on the freeway! The kid just went on the freeway on the first scooter!
Are you trying to tell me that you don't have my ring anymore, Seamus?
No.
I gave it to you to clean it.
Yeah, there's all this bird shit on it, and I had to take it in and get it cleaned up.
And so it should be cleaned by now. That was almost 3 weeks
ago. Nina, look, I thought you were
going
to pass by the time that this was going to kind of come to a head. I didn't really think that I was going to have to kind of have a reckoning with you. You know, it just... What?
I can get you another ring. And my own grandmother gave me.
What sort of ring are you looking for, sir?
Something old timey. Something's like came from the old world.
Old timey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something that says like I was escaping atrocities, so I came to America for a whole new world and life and all.
Okay. So melted gold and then reshaped.
Yeah, something like that.
Sure.
A lot of diamonds. 100. Oh my God! Look at that kid. You see that guy?
Wow. I didn't realize those little birds went that fast.
Everybody get out of
the way. Look out.
The hell was that?
The guy was chasing him. That was nuts out there.
Anyway.
All right. What size ring are you looking for?
two pinkies together, I guess. I don't know what size that is, but if you press your pinkies together.
Did that kid look happy? Because he was on a bird doing about 50. But he looked happy, right?
I think that was a wind.
Hot dog, man, that kid looks happy.
Ice cold falafel. Wow, look at that kid.
He looks happy, right?
He does.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm going to need to check your food distribution permits for both of you.
Oh, you first, man.
I have my FDP right here.
Let me see that. All right.
That was fast.
Yep. All right. Ma'am?
I mean, I'm a vendor. You have to have an FDP.
That's scene one. That is scene one. Oh, my. That kid was going fast. Scene two comes from patron Alchemaniac Haley. Woo, woo, woo. Thank you, Haley. Love you, Haley. She wrote, scene suggestion. A neighborhood is famous for their holiday light displays, but a new family, maybe they're in a cult, I don't know, moves in and doesn't have to participate. HOA meetings are called and insanity ensues. Or another suggestion, I was obsessed with voting when I was a kid and would constantly write to presidents letters demanding they meet with me to see if they would let me vote. So my suggestion is a conference where the president gets to choose what kid gets to vote. She then forwarded me, as I followed up with her, she forwarded me a letter she wrote to President Bush. It goes as follows. Dear George Bush, not dear President Bush. Dear George Bush, I would like to know if you, me, and some other kids from around the United States could hold a conference in El Paso, Texas. And you could ask the kids questions. You could decide which one of the kids could vote. Some of us are interested in voting because we care about the future of our country. This is our homeland. Everybody has feelings. Sincerely, Haley Bonds, age 8, grade 3, P.S. Please try to do this.
Amen.
Wow.
Everyone does have feelings.
That is awesome.
Oh my God, I love coming on Maple Street. Look at this. All the houses are just lit up. This is gorgeous. It just, oh my God. I feel like I'm in like a Mariah Carey music video or something like that. All these like Christmas lights and all that. This is so insane. Get a photo of me over here. Get a photo of me over here.
All right. Hold on.
Matt, what were you
doing? Let's get you a little closer. Get next to the Santa.
Matt, you're always on your phone.
I'm using my phone for the picture. I'm using my phone.
Texting or on Instagram or something.
I was texting, but now I'm ready to take a picture.
Look at this photo here. Oh my God, take this picture.
Okay, we'll take this one, but the Santa Claus.
What are you doing on your phone, Matt?
What?
What are you doing on your phone? Take this picture.
I am going to take the picture. You just got to stay still. You keep
bouncing
back and forth.
Oh my God, this one here.
Like
take me over here. Take this photo over here. Look at this photo. Let me just turn around. And then when I turn around, take the photo.
You know what? You don't make photo shoots enjoyable. Carol, you make photo shoots unenjoyable. I can't even experience. Look at all this around us. This is beautiful. I'm not experiencing any of it because I keep getting shuffled around for pictures.
Mr. President, you're 3 o'clock. Canceled, and your next meeting is with those third graders at 4 o'clock. So you have a free hour. Is there anything you'd like to catch up?
I mean, I wouldn't mind getting high.
Okay. And choice of?
Just some weed.
Just some weed. Well, unfortunately, because it's been legalized in so many areas, there are now 342 strands of weed. So if you could be a little more specific.
The third one.
Third one. Number three, you'd like a
yeah. And I was thinking, like, you know, what if, like, all like you could like eat your. Oh, hold on a second. Oh shit. Oh, dude, I gotta drop off some weed to the prez.
Oh shit!
I gotta go drop off some bud to the commander and
let us go with you,
chief. We have to go.
You say take blood?
Take blood in our bodies. As us. Take us.
I don't know. I'm actually like, you have to go through like a really stringent like background check and all that.
Hey, Bob, you've been my Secret Service for how long now? What is it? 3 years?
Exactly 2 years and 9 months, Mr. President.
2 years, 9 months. You never relax.
Well, I relax my own way when my shift is over, Mr. President.
Look, I'm going to invite you to smoke with me this afternoon.
I really can't. I have to have full control of my faculties.
I think, I'm sorry, who's the boss?
You are, sir.
Thank you. So I order you to get high with me.
Okay, are we smoking or doing edibles? Or?
Yeah, we're going to smoke, old school style, joint.
Okay, like a reefer cigarette?
Yeah, like a reefer cigarette. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know much about this number three strand, but I know I want you and I to connect on a different level.
Mind you, sir, there is a credible assassination attempt that we're trying to prevent today.
Look, Bob, if I can be honest with you, in some ways they'd be doing me a favor. I gotta meet with some kids.
Fuck, man, fuck, I lost number three. Oh shit, I lost that strain. Shit, okay. Oh no, I know what we can do. Here, give me some of that bud right there. Give me some of that. I'm gonna go fucking crazy bud right there.
Give me some of that stuff. This is his bud. You can't do that to him.
Dude, what are you talking about, man? You come into this is my apartment. You come in here all the time. You smoke my shit. You brought a little dime
honestly,
bag.
Honestly, I give out your address as my own, as I'm currently in between places and have been right for the past 7 months.
This is nuts. That's enough. You understand they do background checks on me all the time because I give dope to the prez. Now give me some of that Carol Baskin and let's go drop it off to the prez, all right?
Yeah, let's go drop it off. He said, let's, dude. Let's fucking
damn,
do it.
Right, I'm in.
Howdy there, neighbors. I see you guys are doing a photo shoot here on my lawn. Listen, we love when people visit Maple Street. As you could tell, we have a lot of pride in our street and all these decorations. Uh-huh. The problem is you two seem to be arguing loudly, and it's kind of dampening the joy.
Well, let me tell you this. The milk duds are telling me right now. All the bonbons are telling me the future. I know the secrets.
That's
the
fine.
Secrets are saying to me. They're telling me to live.
Who was that guy?
That guy's not even with us. Carol and I are just taking photos. And honestly,
I was speaking to the window and I saw you were on your phone and not really taking
photos. Oh my God,
photos.
Right? He never connects with me. It's just like,
I'm taking photos
here
with my fucking phone. Okay. Yeah. I use my phone.
Oh my God.
Sorry,
there is no cussing on Maple Street.
Oh, Sharon, I'm so sorry. I was just in my house looking through my window.
Hi.
So great seeing you, by the way. But
good,
can you, like,
you
not speak on all of our behalves? That would be great.
I just thought at the last meeting we discussed we wanted more joy on the street.
Some people did discuss that. Yes, I can't say that I seconded that notion because I absolutely did not. I believe in being an autonomous person on this block.
This is Bev.
I don't want...
This is Bev, by the way.
Hi,
her
guys,
husband
I'm
is
Bev,
the president.
Yeah.
Her husband's the president of Viacom. You might have heard of it. She'll let you know in a couple seconds. In three,
yeah.
Two.
If you've never heard of Viacom, my husband's the fucking president. And that's why I don't need to decorate my house, okay? This block might be really festive. My house, not so much.
Oh, thanks for seeing us today. First of all, congrats again on CBS being the Tiffany Network, even if your audience share has dropped considerably over the years. So today we're just going to pitch you a new show.
Okay, I'm like standing in for my husband, so if you can just like explain that to me, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Just as if I'm a child.
Okay, sure. So we're going to pitch you a new idea for a new television show. This is one in particular is a reimagining.
I'm sorry,
of that
she said child, sir. So you want to add in some Goo Goo Gagas and maybe some flowery language?
Yeah, I'm not a little sure baby. I'm a tiny little child. I'm
oh,
a little
so you're
baby.
An infant.
There's a difference between child and baby. Is it a child or a baby?
It sounds like infant now. I was thinking child, 6, 7 year old. But
yeah, that's what I thought.
Why don't you stop assuming and pitch your project?
Thank you.
Is it?
Hey, Bob. You know, the only difference between you and me is this pin, if you think about it.
Yes, 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 Mr. President. And you're right. You're right. This office is an oval. I mean, I've been in this office so many times, but I've never actually seen that it's an oval. Like, what are ovals? What are shapes? What are shapes?
Okay,
even?
I see a shape. You see this tiny square button that's blue? If you press that and talk into it, you can ask for anything and they'll just bring it right to you.
Oh, God. I want like 20 ham sandwiches.
Press the button. Press the button.
I'm an observant Jew, too.
All right, kids. This is a pretty important opportunity. No one's going to be expecting you to kill the president.
But we can, right?
Hold on.
Right, Father?
Hold on a second, Sam.
What the hell are you doing? What are you talking about? What are you doing, man?
No more interruptions. Tell us how to kill the president.
Sam, the revolution is done. It's over, Sam. No, we lost.
The revolution is just started. Do we just look at him real mean, or do we punch him? How does it happen?
No. All I need you to do, which one of you is the best at aiming?
I can aim.
Okay, here.
I can't aim. Don't pick me.
Well, I've only got one gun, okay?
Sam, what the hell is it? I'm going to leave it right here in the center of the room.
The quickest of the
pick
kids
it up.
Can
I'm
going
to pick it up.
Oh, see, I'm the worst aim, but I am the quickest.
Bob, what I don't understand is how can you anticipate a gunshot? Like, what? Bullets are so fast, and then like you're already...
it's training, I guess. I don't know. What? I just see it coming.
What? Oh, I have never heard Steely Dan like this.
I've never liked them, but now I do.
It's actually them.
They're in the office. Yes. That's right. This is their Medal of Freedom ceremony.
Hold on. I think this is an alarm of some sorts. Hello? No, I don't know what's going on.
Mr. President.
These kids are like going off with this gun.
Huh?
You guys are too high. You guys, you're supposed to smoke after we make the drop, not before.
I've been smoking like consistently for like 16 years. I smoke all the time.
Me too.
You go to the White House, right? Just drop us off at the White House. We already sent a letter to the Secret Service telling them we were coming. Hopefully they're taking it seriously.
I think we should just pull over.
Let's take the kids with guns.
Okay, Bev, I guess we could just cancel Christmas if that would make you happier. Is that what you want?
You know that's not what I want. I don't want you to cancel Christmas. It feels like it.
Order. This is the HOA, and I will not have this kind of fighting happening in our hallowed halls.
Sorry. Wow.
Beverly? I think you were talking about your husband. He's president of
Viacom. Of course, the president of Viacom. Very important. I know firsthand. I actually had to sit in for him. It was very difficult.
You know, I want to mention, and you can write this down if you want, Secretary. We've never actually seen your husband.
Yeah.
So I'll just say that.
Could you all just slow down a little? He said write it down, so I'm trying to write it down. So we'd see your husband. And then you just start laughing? Is that what?
Yeah, she said he exists, which means that he probably doesn't exist because who would say that? Don't write that part down, though.
Don't write that down.
I don't think so.
Okay.
So
write down whatever you think is necessary. Write down it all.
Bub, just take your shirt off and then you can feel the presidential air if you think about it.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I can.
Yeah. I think someone's...
I should get that.
Oh, that's your
don't
job.
No, don't get it. Don't get it.
Okay.
Hi, we're here to see the president.
Who is who?
There's a bunch of kids.
Oh, shit. It's that time. Yeah, no. Hold on, put on my shirt.
Okay. Should I tell Steely Dan to stop playing? Or?
Yeah. Okay.
Don, Walt, give it a rest.
Okay. You got it. Tell Walt. Okay.
Take five.
Let's do it. Hey, kids, welcome to the office.
Eat hot lead.
No!
Oh, this feels incredible. Oh, I feel the bullet going through every part of me.
No, you're dying. You're dying.
God damn it, I only had one bullet. Son of a bitch.
It's an honor to take the hit for you, Mr. President, in both senses of the word.
Oh, that's good. I'm crying and laughing at the same time.
Wait. This guy just got shot. We can help him.
What?
Plug him with this
medicinal. Cow. It's medicinal. Just throw it in the wound.
Put this blood in that hole.
Put this blood in that hole. Then light it on fire.
Okay, don't smoke from the back end of it.
Don't let the kids go, though. They're in trouble.
You guys stay here.
Should we stick around or should we get out of here?
No, I can't be around kids like that, man. I'm just here to get high and drop this off.
I took my shot. I'm out of here.
Can I sit on your lap and find out if I'm naughty or nice?
What? No, I'm not.
Oh, oh, President. Fuck. If you're the president, you can grant us a wish.
Oh, Mr. Yeah. President, the buzz is wearing off. Oh, what the fuck am I doing?
Oh, shit. Pop. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh,
light
God.
It now before he gets, like, his wits about him. It'll cauterize the wound.
Smoke. Somebody put a gummy in my bullet wound.
Oh, shit. I thought it was blood.
Oh,
my bad.
No.
Oh, get that gummy. Get that gummy.
Good. It's so high. Gummies are better. You don't even have to light that on fire. That should be good. Let's
no,
put a couple
of lights. Expensive gummy.
I see lights.
And that was put a gummy in my bullet wound. That, I'm digging that new song from Kids Are Crazy. Coming up in the next hour, Wolf Blitzer is going to spin some wax for you. He's left CNN, has joined the station here. But right now, we're going to take an easy break to hear more about the furniture sale at Stevens.
Okay, and we're live now. Good practice, hey. But we're live now. Okay, we're live now.
Go oh. Hey, groovy cats and gals. This is Carl coming to you in the overnight.
Just say what you said before.
We're
going to
be taking some calls, and I'm going to be spinning some records, including the new hit that's all the rage, apparently. Put a gummy in my bullet hole. Right now, though, we're going to take a quick break. As a reminder, our sponsor today is Stevens Furniture.
You need furniture in your house? How much? My name's Steven, and I got furniture out of my ass. Let me tell you that, just straight up to it. Yeah, I guess some commercials don't curse, but this commercial, yeah, we curse out of our fucking ass. What kind of a bookshelf do you want? You want one that you can stick? I don't know, a whole bunch of chopped.
Okay, Steven, that's a great practice, and we're gonna go live in 5, 4, 3.
Hey, Bev.
Hey.
I wanted to say Merry Christmas. I know today's the actual day, and
Wow, I mean, to come to my house, and I did have to take a break from being with my husband on this day that lovers spent together in
merriment. I wanted to tell you, I've also been taking a break. I don't know if you've seen, but Mr. Belvedere hasn't been around lately.
I've actually never seen Mr. Belvedere, but I wasn't questioning whether he doesn't exist.
He doesn't exist. And I'm all alone on this Christmas day. I mean, sure, I have my lights, and sure, that couple's still arguing on my front lawn, but I'm
you
alone.
Can come and spend it with me and the president of Viacom, but you will have to take a blood oath and forever call me Mastress and him Mastress.
Okay, never mind, Ben. Never mind. Enjoy the rest of your day.
It's really, really special, and you're going to really get a lot out of it. You're going to become a better person. Aren't there questions you have for life? Aren't there some general questions that you want answered?
I try to extend an olive branch.
And I'm extending one as well. I'm extending one as well.
Hey, neighbors, nice lights. Hey, did you see the news, boys? Some shit really went down at the White House yesterday, huh?
It's so
crazy.
Why
are you kids laughing and looking at each other like that?
If you kids are feeling unsure about that and don't really understand how to carry on, feel free to come into my house and take a blood oath and call me Mastress and the president of Viacom, my husband, Mastros, for the rest of your lives. It'll only be $500 to start.
We're good. Come on, Tommy. Good. Tommy, that girl was crazy.
And then I just never came home. It was that simple. Can I have another martini, please? Thank you. It's under Belvedere. Yes. Yes.
Sir, the jet is running out of fuel, and you're telling us we can't land, but we also can't stay up in the air, so you've got to make a choice right now.
Well, why don't we think about it? Isn't thinking about it a choice?
God, we're going to die. We're going to die.
Okay. Hold on. If we don't have any fuel, I know exactly what to do. Just open the door right here and let me go check the fuel and I'll just...
Even though we watched a man die just a mere few days ago, I'm still feeling like we're having a very merry Christmas. I love you,
like
Gross.
One of my best Christmases ever. Like, it's actually ended up being pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is actually legit. And I didn't want to do this until next year, but I did get you Christmas presents.
What? You fucker, what'd you get?
So I got one. Oh, wait a second. Was that Tooth? Did you guys just hear Tooth?
Hey, what's up?
What? Holy shit, Tooth.
What's up, dude?
Oh my God, you're underneath all that trash, dude.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I fell asleep.
totally fall asleep. I had a Pop-Tart, and then it just knocked me out.
Dude, that Pop-Tart wasn't a Pop-Tart, dude. That was a shit ton of weed, dude.
I put it in the toaster.
Bob?
Yep.
No, referring to my Secret Service.
Yes. Yes, Mr. President.
Glad to see you're recovering well.
What are all these machines you have me hooked up to?
Look, you died. You died yesterday.
I thought I did. I thought that was canon.
But you know I'm the president, and you know I can make wishes come true.
I didn't want to. No. I don't want to live like alive. This. I don't want to live like this.
Bob,
bring in the candy cane body.
Yes, please. Bob, candy you represent. Body. Yes, you are going to be the symbol of Christmas for all of America, all of the world, even.
No, I don't want that.
The first ever live candy cane man. Just your head on top of candy cane.
I died in the line of fire. That's what every Secret Service agent wants.
Mr. President, I don't know if the candy cane body's going to be able to support the weight of his head.
I don't give a shit what you think, do I? Now, Bob, nobody knows about the shooting. I erased it. Everyone, including your family, is going to think this is your choice.
Don't do this, sir.
Well, Bob, are you going to have any of your steak or not?
Oh, that's right. You can't digest meat anymore because you wanted a candy cane body.
I have a candy cane body, yeah.
You know, why the hell do I even try anymore if this is what it's going to be like?
Look, Evelyn, I want to try to make love again tonight.
No. It's going to get all sticky.
No, I want to try. We can find a way.
We try. And then you start dissolving inside of me.
That is scene two. There is no more to be said after you dissolve inside of me. Oh, fuck a tard.
Scene three from Will, who wrote, "Hello again, Alchemist. This is my second super friggin' late night email in a row, but what's time these days? Anyway, I have to play the B-Day card, Kev. I share the same birthday with my two best friends, Sam and Liam. They're almost fans of the show." Coming up just shy on that fandom. "I bombard them constantly with the best episodes of the show, but it turns out you actually have to pay attention to something to fully fucking appreciate it. But I digress. My scene is this: triple birthday plans on the 21st night of September. Order up, Will."
Okay, remember, when he gets here, just act surprised, okay? I know.
I mean, he knows there's a surprise party. In the driveway. I don't think it's going to be that big of a surprise.
Does he act surprised?
He knows there's a surprise. I'm saying he's not going to act surprised. So if we do, we're surprised he came home, kind of thing.
Yeah, do we have enough champagne or no?
Oh, yeah, there's four bottles in the trunk. So just we'll act surprised, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only four of us, first of all.
Yeah, so a bottle each.
Right?
Are there enough glasses, or is it just...
We have our own bottle. Jesus.
We're going to drink from the bottle.
Yeah, like babies.
We can't find good help these days.
So, yeah, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm married, but my wife is out of town. If maybe you wanted to come back to my place and finish this conversation.
Wow, that's super hot.
I'm just saying, I'm a, you know, I already told you I'm a businessman.
I was already interested in you just based on your looks and your style. But now that I know you're cheating on your wife with me,
well,
you're
yet.
Hoping to.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I know.
And I wasn't lying about it. Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday. But now that's not just a line that you pull.
No, it's not. You can see my ID, December 21st.
September 21st. Crazy. It's I just heard you guys talking at the bar. It's my birthday too. That's why I'm here celebrating by myself.
You don't. You're the one that has the blow, right? You have that. I heard you snorting in the bathroom.
It's some blow, but I don't think I really do anymore. But it's my birthday. Look at my ID.
You know, this is weird, and I don't know why I didn't bring it up before, but it's also my birthday.
What?
No, I went out to celebrate, maybe hope to pick somebody up. You know, it's a birthday tradition that I have.
I'm sorry, did you say your birthday September 22nd?
First, no, 21st. 21st.
Oh, God, that's my birthday?
No, sorry. No.
The bonbons, no. They tell me secret.
Hey, listen, this is a crazy idea.
Oh, that was a close one.
Yeah. Obviously, I already invited you back to my house, but I don't see why we can't make this a real party. Bud, you want to celebrate your birthday with us?
I mean, I'd love to. I just got trashed here by myself. I was pretty depressed, but wow. Yeah, I'd love to come back with you guys.
Wait, you went out of a threesome with this guy?
I don't know if it's going to be a threesome. I thought maybe we could use him for his cocaine.
Okay.
Okay.
What? Okay, yes, yes.
Surprise!
Oh, my God, surprise!
Oh, God.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are these people?
Larry, what the hell is happening?
What's happening here, Larry?
Okay,
I don't have that much blow.
Okay. A little bit of blow. Okay.
You said your wife was out of town.
I thought she was, babe. I thought you were out of town.
It's a surprise.
Oh, yeah, I'm so out of town. It's absurd.
Okay, you want an explanation, I'm sure.
Yes.
Easy. These are my birthday triplets, twins. There's three of us.
We all have the same birthday.
And we can pull out your IDs. Honestly, pull out your IDs right now.
Look, this is my ID.
I don't want you to see my ID.
That's your penis. Okay. How is that your ID?
I'm older than I look, okay?
Oh. That's fine.
So I thought you were out of town, darling, and I didn't want to celebrate alone, and I figured...
Oh, that's wonderful. You know what? We don't have enough champagne, and I don't know what to do with your two birthday buddies.
Becca, I know you're in there. I'm tracking your fucking phone.
Oh, God.
Hide me.
Wait, who is that?
I know you're fucking in there, Becca. Look at these fucking cars in there. I bet you're trying to get a three-way, aren't you?
It's my ex. He's crazy. He goes particularly crazy when I have a three-way with two random guys, which happens all the time.
Oh, God.
That wasn't going to happen, babe. Just letting you know.
Becca, okay. I know you're in there. You probably just met some guy at a bar. You probably, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm spitballing here, but you probably share a birthday or something. And that's what
that is? You got to hog me.
I'm going to go up there. I'm going to kick that guy's fucking ass.
Darlene,
and come in here and we'll bang one out.
I know that we really hit it off at work, but I don't know you that well, so I'm going to go.
Everybody in there is going to get an ass kicking, regardless. Regardless!
She's an MMA fighter.
Oh, shit. What if we invited him in for a drink, maybe? We don't have any glasses, huh? Just bottles?
No, I'm going to go kick that guy's ass. Don't worry about it. I got this.
That's not nearly enough. You need a Jeroboam.
I don't think we're going to win anything with violence. Why don't I just go out there and offer him, you know, some special treatment?
Mm. My wife has done this in the past. It's gotten us out of a lot of situations. I know you're shocked. You're a coworker.
What the fuck does that mean?
She fucks a lot.
Yeah, man, that's a crazy story. Look, dude, you want the cocaine or not?
Yeah, I do want the cocaine. Yeah.
All right, man, here you go.
So...
I gotta be honest, man. I mean, it's pretty fucked up that I'm selling you this. I mean, a year later, here we are at the same shitty bar. Yeah, I guess. Happy birthday.
I'm just a birthday boy blow guy. Just on birthdays do I do blow. Thank you.
Can I get a Cosmopolitan, please?
Can I get a Miller Lite?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Okay. I remember you.
I remember, too. How can we forget? Is your wife okay? I mean.
She's okay. Thank you for asking. She's okay.
I mean, I told you he was an MMA fighter.
I know. She made her own bet. You know what I mean? She knew what she was getting into.
Well, I mean, things they could do with facial reconstructive surgery now.
Oh, right? it's incredible. By the way, if you're wondering why I'm here, I'm just a birthday beer boy. You know what I mean? I need a birthday beer on my birthday.
Yes, I came here hoping to hook up with somebody as I do every
year.
Oh my God,
I thought I recognized you too. This is crazy.
Oh,
it's just dawning on you now?
I came here by myself. I didn't realize you two were here. You caught me in a good part of the day. I got my birthday back a blow.
Okay, we're not doing this again.
Come on. We had a great time last year.
We can't do worse.
All right. Just one room.
Yeah.
For three people?
Yeah, just one room for three people. We're avoiding his husband on his birthday. We're just...
All right.
We're avoiding that. So. All
right. How many beds are in the room?
In the three-person bedroom?
Yeah.
It's three of us checking in. Can we not make a federal case? How many beds?
There's eight beds. There are eight beds. Bunk beds, and there's sunken beds, too.
Okay, good. So it's the vice presidential suite. Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, good. Well, we're just avoiding, so we're just having a chill time. It's not even, we're not partying.
Okay, this is a crazy idea, but I know a no-tell motel where they book people by threesomes.
Okay.
Do you guys want to get a room?
Okay. Okay. My instinct is no, but I don't know. Like,
I mean, it beats going back to your place, right?
Yeah,
that was a nightmare.
I mean, we're not going to run into your wife or any of her friends from work, right?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I am a birthday boy. And we share this day. You're a birthday blow boy. I'm in. Are you in?
Me? Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Yay.
Okay. So just a room for three?
Yeah, we've been here for a long time. Can we just get the room for three?
Yeah. I mean, just look
here. Sorry,
do you not get three people checking in often? Because you seem a little taken aback.
No, no, we get that. It's pretty often. We got
Okay, and I know the desk clerk. He's so nice. Oh,
awesome.
Oh my God.
What are you doing here?
Oh, no.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing? Oh. Did you set this up?
No, of course not.
Did you set this up to happen?
I didn't know anything about
this. Why don't you bring your MMA friend in?
Oh, okay. God. Well, he's going to know I'm here because he tails me every birthday.
What? He's still around? I thought he died.
No. He has a candy cane body now. Which is why our sex life is terrible. It's terrible.
Oh God.
He's here. He's here.
Oh, God.
That voice is very triggering.
I will break his
canes. Clear windows. I can see.
Don't do this again, Darlene. Do not sacrifice your body again. Not for that monster.
There are not enough doctors in the world that can reconstructive surgery. Okay?
I will go out there and break his canes.
You can really just snap them in half.
My legs are fused to the bike because it got so hot.
Hi there, mister. What do we have here? Karate chop.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh, it's working.
Oh my God. Oh, look at this other arm of yours. Karate.
Can I just get a glass of Chardonnay, please?
Hey, can I get a Bud Light, please?
Oh no.
Wow.
Oh God. I should have known. It's funny. September 21st. I forget, and then I remember as soon as I see you.
Listen, you coke ass. You get the fuck out of this.
I don't have to get out of this bar. I paid. I'm a paying customer.
That's our show today.
I'm with those guys right over there.
That is still our show today. Thank you so much. Oh, man.
Coke ass.
Only ended it because he said the magic word coke ass. That's coke ass. Let's thank all of our alchemists, please, starting with Mr. Chris Alvarado. So great to have you back in the fold. Chris.
Oh, it's so nice to be back. I just love you guys so much. And I feel good.
So pies in October, November. What is the treat in December?
Fuck, I don't know, man. What did I do? Six pies? I did six pies.
No, you didn't. You went on to number six. Last you left us, you were struggling to finish number five.
And if I'm being honest, I actually did more than six pies, but I don't want to be a whatever. You know, I don't want to be so nitpicky. But a friend of mine sent me four slices of pie.
I saw that.
I just kind of live out there. So like I had at least 6.5 pies.
You had 6.4 pies.
Also, I lost 5.8 pounds. That's no joke.
So can we just call it the pie diet and get on with it?
The pie.
The pie. Yes.
Unfortunately, I think I've lost muscle mass and I don't feel healthy.
But still, go to Chris
Alvarado.
Any
way you can get it.
And look up the pie.
That's right.
Thank you for that. Jackie Duruthi,
thank you
for joining us. So great to see you. Plans for, let's just say the rest of the week?
I watch a lot of Christmas movies. You know,
yeah,
for
the
Most Wonderful Pod. Kevin, we talked about Kevin's movie Blizzard. His absolute magnum opus.
That was a blast.
So I'm watching more movies and that's my big plan. And I've been in quarantine just from travel.
The pandemic? Oh.
So I am getting my test tomorrow. I'm getting my test after the 10 days. So
well, good luck and plan. study up. And where can folks find that podcast again?
Oh yes, the most wonderful pod of the year. You can find it wherever you find podcasts, really. And at Jackie DeRuthy, I post about it all the time. Too much.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that.
Thank you,
Craig Kukowski.
Yeah, my wife Carla and I are doing the 12 Days of Craigslist countdown, 12 holiday movies. We just started last night with Kurt Russell's The Christmas Chronicles, a new classic. So, excited to for some holiday cheer on our podcast. So follow us at Craigslist PCast at Twitter for more information.
Hell yeah.
Right on. Joey Grimman.
Yes. You know, this sucks, but I'm back on Instagram.
You really hate it.
I fucking hate it. I'm at God Bless Chim Chum. Find me right there. I'm giving shout outs to all my followers. I'm just thankful. And mm-hmm. I just want to spread that thankfulness, you know?
Right. Appreciate that. God Bless Chim Chum.
You said it.
Okay. Super cool. James Heaney.
Listen, I want to thank Lucio Fontana from Great Britain, who on Apple Podcasts reviewed us, says, funniest podcast out there, 5 stars. I've been listening since the first episode, and hell, I'm addicted.
Yeah.
Makes me look forward to Tuesdays and Thursdays more than anything else. I hope this podcast will be going forever and ever.
So remember, folks, when you write a review.
I got teared up when I first read that.
That's remember, beautiful. Folks, when you write a review of the show, we won't just read it. James will read it in your voice. as the way you intended it when you wrote it. And thank you for that, James.
Thank you for thanking me.
What was that person's name?
Lucio Fontana.
Lucio?
Or Lucio? L-U-C-I-O. I'm Craig? Confident with Fontana.
I like Lucio.
Lucio. Yeah, so you want to try it again, James? This time maybe give him a little Italian accent.
Okay, you're asking for it.
But he's also from England, too.
I've been listening since the first episode, and hell, I'm addicted. It makes me look forward to Tuesdays and Thursdays more than anything else. I hope the podcast will go on forever and ever. Is that bad? I didn't do it with a
podcast. That was good.
That's every Italian I've ever known.
There's some Lucky Charms and some Count Chocula.
Yeah. He is British too, right? So that's like kind of the melting pot there in Europe.
Yeah, I guess I should have done a British accent.
Yeah, thank you for anyone out there listening or writing a review or supporting us however you do and contributing your creativity. I love your emails and your messages on Patreon. So thank you very, very much for that. As I gather them each week, you are loaded into the queue as I threaten you, and we are a bit overwhelmed with the amount now, but we're working through them, and I just want to take a moment to say thanks. Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you, we're as good as the company we keep, so let's be the best company we can to others. How about that? Until next time,
Alcohol.